roving international travel writer Andy Mossack will be with us. Two clues to track him down. Where is he in this world? The simple questions. I've no idea. He's never told me where he is. He's been a fixture for about 14 years on this. So we're looking forward to having one more catch up with him a little bit later on.
We work hard for the money.
Here then is clue number one for our roving travel ace, Mr. Andy Mossack. I'll give you this clue. I've not seen this before. We've got another one just after 11 and then a travel log at 11:15. Look lively, lads. Clue number one. This maritime province was once an important British colony founded in 1621. Its Latin name is translated as New Scotland, originally inhabited by the Arcadians. Maritime province, a British colony. Latin name translated as New Scotland, originally inhabited by the Arcadians. A full live travelogue is coming up, but where can we track him down? Is it the obvious? I want to say Nova. You know what? Nova, but surely it's not that easy. He's tricking us. 81333. And start your text with the word Russ when you drop by there. All you need to do is help me track him down. Facebook.com/LateNightRussell and the phone where it's free, 0800 389 3333. New Scotland. There is another clue coming up. He's never beaten us, and I don't think he will tonight. And it is a rollover, don't think I've forgotten, for Elementary, my dear WhatsApp. The case simply has to be solved tonight. By the way, Steve, wouldn't it have been funny if Christine had said Sir Ian McKellen? Yes, it would. I can't deny that. So I'll give you the first clue. New Scotland. I think we know where we're looking with this, don't we, really? Robin Fossen on the Wolds. Andy's in Canada. He's in Nova Scotia. Kathy at Bradley Huddersfield. Nova Scotia certainly seems like the answer, I would say. I mean, I think it is. Sue in Huddersfield, thank you for the wonderful times. You've cheered me up at the end of the day. Thank you for your best wishes. Again, lots of lovely messages. Even if I'm not reading them all out, they are all getting read and consumed, and they're all being saved. Don't you worry about that. Hi to Claire, Nova Scotia, Rocket and Sue going for it. Big Gordon, Darren in Bailden. Is he in Italy, says Mick in Huddersfield. Oh, Mick. Always throwing one there to confuse me. Jackie Meltham, Nova Scotia. Honour in Cullingworth, Nova Scotia. Neil in Norton, thank you for a great programme, lads. That's absolutely fine. Thank you, my friend. I'm in the province's capital city, famous for its impressive 2.5 mile long seafront boardwalk. So that's your second clue. Seafront boardwalk that's 2.5 miles long. It's got the Maritime Museum of the Atlantic on it. So Nova Scotia, but where? I think one of the only places I can remember is Halifax, isn't it? 81333 and start your message with Russ. WhatsApp as well. Facebook.com/LateNightRussell. The man himself follows wings here at the Late Show. Andrew in Halifax. Are you sure it's not New Caledonia, Panama? Do you know, let me think. I'm not sure, or I am sure that it's not that. I'm not sure that it's not that, but I might be sure that it could be that. It's all getting a bit yes, Minister, isn't it? But we'll have a look in a minute. Robert in Filey. Hello, Robert. It's got to be Halifax, Nova Scotia, you say. Boise going for the same. Darren in Bailden. It's got to be Halifax. Mick in Huddersfield saying, wouldn't it be great if he was next door with a travel brochure for you? That would have been pretty awesome. That would have been pretty ace, I have to say. Very, very good. Halifax, Nova Scotia from Neil in Skegby. Do you know what? I, through sheer weight of public opinion, I'll maybe plump for us. For a great number of years, I mean, he's been on this time of night probably for about as long as I have, just with other presenters first, you know what I mean? I'm his third marriage, I think. Bless him. But Andy Mossack has travelled the world. I think he's been around the globe at least a dozen times in the years that he's been on this here programme. And this is our final mystery without further ado. Good evening, Mr. Andy Mossack.
Ahoy hoy, Russ. How are you?
Ahoy hoy, Chief. I am I'm feeling pretty chipper, I don't mind telling you. But I think I am, actually. I think I'm your third host for this, aren't I?
I believe that is correct, but the longest... Certainly
yeah.
The longest.
Yeah, it's quantity. It's quality, not quantity. That's the message we go on this. This is a very. If you don't mind me saying, if we're right, Andy, this is a very fitting way of ending this. Are you in Halifax, Nova Scotia?
I am indeed.
Yay!
Yes. Yay! We're going out with a bang.
Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Yeah, but it's the end of an epic voyage because I've actually been in the Arctic on a voyage. So what a fantastic adventure to finish with. Yeah, pole to pole. Can you remember we went to Antarctica?
I do remember.
So this is the Arctic. So I'm literally pole to pole. Fantastic. It's been a blast. What an adventure this has been. So, yeah, finished in today. He got off the ship today in Halifax, and we're going to enjoy another trip in going around Nova Scotia now. So that's really great to look forward to. But, oh, man, this Arctic has been really something else, and I just love to witter on about it if I can.
So where did you enter the circle, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, we started in Greenland. Now, does anyone out there know the difference between the Arctic and the Antarctic, apart from the fact that one's north and one's south? Anyone know?
One's got flora and fauna, and the other one doesn't.
Right. Well, the Arctic is an ocean surrounded by continents, and the Antarctic is a continent surrounded by an ocean.
Of course.
There you go.
Of course.
So it's literally sea in the Arctic. And so now, between summer and autumn is a great time to come because the ocean isn't frozen and it's a perfect time to visit. So, yeah, we started in Greenland and the world's biggest island. And it was very funny. The pilot's message coming in on the plane, and I quote unquote here, he's coming into the land in this military air base in Greenland, West Greenland. And he said, 40 miles north of the Arctic Circle, this is. And he said, ladies and gentlemen, the airfield temperature is -4. Have a great day, folks. Yeah, you know what I mean? Normally you're on a plane, it's going, well, you know, it's a balmy 70 degrees, you know, 30 or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was that. Yeah,
this guy's just down. Yeah, this guy's just telling you that. Make sure you brought a big coat.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So yeah, we land at this old military American army base, and surrounded by unbelievable. You know, it's in the middle of a fjord, and we picked up our ship here. It's called the SH Vega, who was named after an explorer, a very famous explorer in the Arctic, and is on Swan Hellenic. And we had to take this Zodiac inflatables to get out to it. Which was an adventure in itself, to be honest.
Wow.
You get off a plane, get into a Zodiac inflatable and go across, you know, the sea. And it's the start, right at the start of a 100-mile-long fjord out to the Arctic Ocean. I mean, it's magnificent, Russ, absolutely brilliant. And we get on, and what happens on the first night? I'm standing out there on the bow with the missus, and the northern lights come on.
It's like,
this is it. Stretching out across the sky, no other light anywhere. What a way to kick off a trip, eh?
That's amazing. So Greenland, yeah. Into the Arctic Circle, well into the Arctic Circle on this one. It's a bit nippy, let's just say that, obviously. Yeah. Top of the world is where you are, the northern lights. And this, it just sounds idyllic.
It is. It's brilliant. And the first part of this trip was stopping off in various different parts of Greenland and getting out to meet the Inuit. You know, it was fascinating people. And just being out there talking with them and finding out about their culture and their history, traditions. And it's so remote, really. And they're trying, and they're only just starting to build up a tourist sort of infrastructure, you know. So it was great just listening to them about their hunting and whaling way of life. And then, of course, the colonization that happened there. So that was all cool. It was great. And for us, the second part was wildlife. So there's no penguins up here, just whales and polar bears and brown bears and a few Arctic foxes. So yeah, it's been cool. So Literally. We did that. We started off a place called Disco Island, and you would think I knew you.
Oh, hang on a minute.
In with a joke straight away.
Hang on a minute, Disco Island.
Yeah.
Please tell me flares as standard. And
I knew it.
You don't need mirror balls because you got the Northern Lights at night, and there's just Rolls Royce's car wash playing on a loop on a tannoy.
That's it. You see, I'm just feeding you, aren't I? It's perfect, isn't it?
Tell me now. Obviously, Disco Island is not that.
No, it's an Inuit word for round shape because it's a donut shape. And they call it disco because it's the shape of a disc. And yeah, that was it, yeah. But honestly, we had a great time because this was the place where all of the Arctic explorers set off from on their sort of fateful voyages to find the Northwest Passage, right? So it was like we're literally following in the wake of people like Franklin and Cabot and Frobisher. You know, they've all tried and failed. Wow. Disastrous results. So that was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And we went to this one place, which was it's a UNESCO heritage site. Fantastic place. It's called Ilulissat, and it's got like iceberg city. You know, everywhere you look, there's icebergs carving off into the sea. It's really great. And I got to see some huskies too. You know, And I remember this Inuit guide we had, and everyone got off the ship, you know, we were all there, and they said, did you know, like, some of these new Inuits, they go out on modern snowmobiles, you know, she said, but the sled dogs, the huskies, she said, they don't break down like snowmobiles do. So she said, they'll always get you home. And I had this lovely vision, you know.
Can I just say, it's absolutely lovely and refreshing to hear that even the Inuit are slightly fed up with hipsters. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look at them on the snowmobiles out there. All these kids don't know the born.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome. Honestly, that was great. I've got so many stories, mate. Honestly, I had so many much fun. Just finding out about stuff like that. So down Greenland we went, and then we went across into the Canadian Northwest. So that was the other thing, right? So right at the top there, and we had an Attenborough moment, I won't deny it.
What happened?
We're out in this Tongat Mountain National Park, surrounded by these huge mountains and giant fjords everywhere. And we took the Zodiacs out again, not us, obviously, we were with experienced expedition guys, and on these cruises, saw two polar bears.
Wow.
Right there, just sort of sitting around by the water's edge, you know. So we sort of just shimmied up to one of them and watched him for 15-20 minutes, and everyone's just speechless really watching this massive bear. And and then, if that wasn't enough, he got upstaged because we then had a giant minke whale come up to us and sniff us out. Just giant whale just comes up to these zodiacs and just a little look around and just checking us out, you know. And then sort of in a quick sort of wave of his fin, he was diving down and gone. But, you know,
what an amazing, what a luxury, what a privilege, though. Honestly, to be up close and to
total
see.
Total privilege, mate. Honestly, yeah, total privilege. Just fantastic. I mean, you can't begin to describe it. I know it's tough, but honestly, but I think the highlight for me also was I became an honorary Newfoundlander, that's the way to say it.
That's easy for you to say.
It's easy for me to say. Do you know what you have to do? It's an ancient ceremony. It entails kissing a huge frozen codfish.
You kiss the frozen cod, Andy?
On the lips, yep. And then reciting a traditional poem. And then following that, we glug a shot or two of screech, which is traditional Jamaican rum 40% Jamaican rum. So wow. Yeah, you kiss a huge fish, you say a poem, and then you it's called Screech for obvious reasons. And
you know,
just
this,
down a Jamaican rum.
It reminds me of several nights out I had in my teenage years. frankly. Yeah. Well, you see, finally an ancient ceremony I can get behind. I would say yeah.
You're all in.
I'm all in for this. So now where you are now, because here we are, the time is drawing in. You're in Halifax and you're going to have a tour of the old Nova Scotia. And Halifax, a pretty major city. It's got everything a city would normally have, doesn't it, really?
Well, it's a beautiful waterfront city. It's got this 4 kilometer long waterfront, which is lovely. And I've just been in to see the museum of the Maritime Museum of the Atlantic, and it's got a huge Titanic exhibition there, because this Halifax was very, very involved in the recovery of once the Titanic disaster happened, going out there and recovering all the stuff that they could get. Really, they got bits and pieces of, and obviously, you know, bringing back some of the disastrous things that happened there. But they've got some stuff from the ship. There's beautiful personal stories. Unfortunately, sadly, there's a big cemetery here that was also used. But they did a terrific job in going out to the wreck and bringing back as much as they could.
Yeah.
So that was pretty special. And there's the Museum of Immigration here too, which is Canada's version of Ellis Island, which is pretty cool too. But
amazing.
The highlight for me, quickly, is the Harbour Hopper amphibious bus. And you're going around the city here, seeing all the stuff, and then it just goes straight into the harbour water, and then you're in water. Like a boat. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Amazing.
So then it comes out again and comes back. So, yeah, having a good time. But must say, it's a great way to sign off, mate. So thanks a lot. You guys really put up with me wittering on forever. and I've got to say, it's been an absolute privilege to hook up with you guys and on The Late Show, Mob and everybody. So, listen, thank you, Russ, and producer Darren.
No worries at all, my friend. No worries.
You're putting up for me for so long.
No, listen, it's been our pleasure to live vicariously a life of luxury, but only through you. And so it is amazing. You've eaten all of that food and drank the champagne on our behalf.
Yep.
So that is
it's
cause for celebration. And I sincerely hope that whatever happens, that paths will cross again in the year. I'm sure they will. And, you know, I'm sure you'll turn up somewhere. And you do have that. We've never actually, I don't think we've ever plugged your website, Andy.
Oh, well, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Do it. Go on. Yeah. What's it called? Go on. Live dangerously.
Come and follow me, tripreporter.co.uk.
Brilliant stuff. There you go. Andy, an absolute pleasure. I salute you, sir.
Thank you. And you too. Have a great time. See ya.
See ya, my friend. Enjoy the rest of Halifax. Awesome. That's where he was, Andy Mossack. Thank you for your service, sir. Yeah.